Okay, we're up to Nun Tes Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the daf. Toshma, Shinuya Yayin Ein Tzorech Levaret. If you bring different wine to the table, but you're still in the same place, you're drinking at the table, and they brought new wine, you don't have to make a new Bari Priyagothin. Shinui Mokom Tzorech Levaret. If you change places, then you have to make a new Bari Priyagothin. Omer Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. Even though you change wines, you don't have to make a new bracha, bori priagothin, aval omer bracha tova native. But you make a bracha tova native on the second wine. Over there it's talking also where there's other people who are drinking with you, because you never make a tova native if you're not sharing this good with other people. Then it's a tova native, good for you, and the Rebbe Moshe's native also the other ones. Rashi. Shinu yayin, shasi yayin besuda. They veil lo yayin acher tov min harishon. Person is drinking wine in the middle of the meal, and then they bring him better wine. Ein tzarich levorich bari priagothin. Doesn't take a new bracha bari priagothin. Shinu imakom yotzer mikan v'halach lebayis acher. He walked to a different place. They veil lo yayin, and they brought him wine there. Then he has to make a new bari priagothin. Okay. A little bit about the halachas of this, and then we'll go on. The Ravid holds that this doesn't only apply to wine, it applies to bread too. You're eating bread, and they brought you a better bread, so you have to make, in the middle of the meal, you don't make a new motzi, but you make hatova native. Tosva says that it's only wine, because wine has two milas. It's mazin, it fills you up, it gives you sustenance, and also it's misameach. But bread is mezin, but it's not mesameach. And other things could be mesameach, but not mezin. Wine has both things, only a bracha on wine. That's how we pass, it's only on wine. This bracha was l'chatchila made on when Haruge Beitar were buried. They made this bracha in order to remember Haruge Beitar. And the reason they did it on wine is because it says that their blood... flowed. So much blood, there was hundreds of thousands of people that were killed. The blood flowed into the kramim, into the vineyards, and fertilized them for years. So because of that, that was a zecher to Haruge Beitar. I think the Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, so what's the idea? That when you drink wine, you get carried away a little bit. You should remember Yom Hamisa, you should remember death. So that's why they made the bracha of Atova Native to the Zecher Haruge Beta when you drink, especially when you're getting carried away drinking extra wine or whatever. Some hold that it's totally in the minig of the place. If the minig of the place is to bring better wine in the middle of the meal, that's the minig. First you bring the lesser wine, then they bring better wine, and the same thing with meat. What's it called? If you bring a certain kind of meat in the beginning of the meal, and then you bring a better meat later, you make a bracha on anything that's better. Not just bread, not just wine, anything. That's another sheet.
Does that mean you like it more, or is
but,
it better?
But it means it's better quality. The Rashi and the Rajbab say, Levice, it's only on wine, and Levice, that's how we paskin. And Rashi and the Rajbab hold it's only if it's better wine. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that it doesn't have to be better, it just shouldn't be worse. Even if it's equal wine, but it's a different wine, you also, what's it called? The Rambam also holds like that. That as long as it's not worse, even if it's equal, but it's just different, then it also make a bracha. The also Misafik wrote down that what's it called? If you're not sure if it's better or worse, or according to the different shitas, right, you still make a bracha. If you're alone, what's it called? You don't make a bracha, the Gemara says, only if you're drinking together with other people, your family's at the table or whatever, and they're also drinking, or you have friends at the table. But there's a Ran who holds that if you're alone, you make a shechianu on the second wine. Right? Normally, wherever you make a shechianu, if you share it with other people, make hatovah native, same thing over here. Hatovah native, if you share that better wine with other people, if you don't, you make a shechianu. We don't pass them like that. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos say that if you're alone, you don't make any bracha. What? The Shamus is not drinking.
No, but you knew that you had the wine in the house.
What?
You knew you had the wine.
That doesn't make a difference. Even if it's, you know you have it in the house or whatever, as long as it's not on the table. The Chatchila, The halacha is like this, even though there's a lot of people don't make this bracha because there's so many different opinions that whatever you do, you're not doing it right according to some opinion. So, sofik bracha, some people b'chlal don't make this bracha. But in any case, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down too, and he doesn't say that you shouldn't make it. And the Tanayim are like this. If you have both wines in front of you, or even if they're available, get them at the kitchen, then you should bring both wines to the table, make a bori priagothen, and don't make any other brachas, and have kavana to be motzi, both of them at the same time. If the wines aren't in front of you, they're in the cellar, you have a wine cellar, they're not in your kitchen, they're in your wine cellar, right? Then there's no inyan, even the chatchila, to go and get it and put it on the table, even though you know you haven't, you know you're going to drink it later, you make bori priagothen, later on when you bring up the wine from the wine cellar, you make hatova meitiv, even if it was in front of you. And what's it called? You didn't bring it to the table, right? Lechatchila. Then you still, what's it called, can make a hatova native, even if you knew you were going to drink that wine, it was in the kitchen, right? Lechatchila, you should bring it and put it on the table. If it's not there, if it's, what's it called, you didn't bring it, and then and you made a bracha bori pragof, and you brought the other one later, you make a hatova native. Okay.
Should be on the table first?
What if? No, the chatchila, if you know you're going to have the wine, you shouldn't be mechayev the tova meitiv. You should bring the both, make a bracha, and pater both of them and finish, not make a tova meitiv. If you're mesupik, whether which one is better, then even if they're both on the table, you can make a bori priagofen on one of them, and the other one hatova meitiv. Right, because there it's not clear which one is the first, which was the second. And even if they're both on the table, you can make the broi pregofen on one and the hatova meitiv on the other, since it's a suffix, which one's better anyway. And here, in the case where it's a suffix, you do make the broch hatova meitiv. Why exactly is not so clear, but that's halach. Please, we're never going to finish all this. So just listen and finish. Okay. It says, what's it called, on kosher birkas hamazon. If that's the better wine, you don't make a bracha on that anymore. What's it called, tova meitiv? Lil Pesach, if you have a better wine for kosheni, you make a tova meitiv in addition to the bari pragofen, or koshlishi, or kosrevi. But during the meal, you shouldn't bring a better wine and make a bracha tova meitiv on it, because it looks like you're adding on to the kosos. But if you really want it, and the whatever, then you make a bracha on that too. If you already drank the wine, there's none left, you don't make hatova meitiv after the fact. And if there's still left, then you make hatova meitiv on the next, the next drink that you have from that better wine. Okay, let's go on. Vona ba'ischodesh v'kona kelim chadoshim. Person built a new house, or he bought new utensils, he makes a shechiyanu. Omer avhuna lo shono la she'in lo kiyotzi b'hem. It's only if you don't have something similar already. You have other things similar to this, then you don't make a shechiyanu. Okay? If you buy silverware and you have silverware already, you don't make a shechiyanu on the new silverware. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if you have silverware and you buy new silverware, you also have to make a shechiyanu. Even though you have something similar to it, this is new, you make a bracha shechiyanu on the first one. Mechlal, right? The only argument they have is if you have similar to that thing. The chikana, the chazer chikana, divrei akol ain't tzarich levarich. But if you have a situation where you bought it, and then you sold it, and then you rebought it, the same thing, then everybody holds you don't make a shechiyanu. The only time that Rabbi Yochanan holds you make a shechiyanu is if this is new, but you have something similar. But if it's not new bechlau, right? You had this thing to begin with, you sold it, you gave it away or whatever, you rebought it. Then for sure you don't make a shechiyanu. The Ika di Amri, some say differently. Omer Rav Huna, lo shonu ela shelo kona v'chazer kona. Rav Huna said, the only time you make a shechiyanu, right, even if you have something similar, but this is new. But if this is not new, this is something you had before, and now you, what's it called, rebought it, then you don't make a shechiyanu. Rav Yochanan, Omer Rav Yochanan, zafilu kona v'chazer kona, even if you had this thing before, and you now are rebuying the same thing you had before, tzarech levarech. Then you don't make a bracha. Mechlal, the chieshlo, the kana, the vriakol tzarich levarich. According to this girsa, according to this way of learning the machlokas, everybody would hold that if you bought something new, even though you have something similar to it, you surely would make a shechiyanu. So we have two different lashonos of how to learn this machlokas. According to the first lashon, everybody would agree that if you rebought the thing, you don't make a shechiyanu. The machlokus is if you had something similar, if you make a shechiyadu or not. According to the second lashon, everybody holds if you had something similar, you'd make a shechiyadu. The machlokus is if you rebought the thing. Okay. Meisli. Bona bayis chodesh ve'ein lo kiyotzibo. You bought a new house, you don't have a house similar to that. Kona kelim chadoshim ve'ein lo kiyotzibo. You bought new silverware and you never had silverware before. Tzorech levorech. Then you have to make a bracha. Yesh lo kiyotzibo hen. If you have something similar to it, ein tzorech levorech, divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yehuda omer, ben kach uvein kach tzorech levorech. Rav Yehuda holds that either way, if you had something similar, you didn't have something similar, you still have to make a bracha. Gemara says, Bishlam aludish nakama, according to the first way that we learned, the machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna, right, that everybody agrees that if you rebought it, you don't make a shechiyano. The machlokas is only whether you had something similar or not. So Rav Huna k'Rav Meir, Rav Yochanan k'Rav Yehuda. Then it works out that the machlokas Amoraim is the same as the machlokas Tanoim, that Rav Huna holds like Rav Meir, that if you had something similar, you don't make a shechiyanu, and Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda that you do make a shechiyanu. Ela lishna basra, according to the second lashon, everybody holds that if you had something similar, what's it called? You do make a shechiyanu. The only machlokas is if you rebought something. So bishlam Rav Huna k'Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan domer kaman. So Rav Huna at least goes according to Rav Yehuda. But who does Rav Yochanan hold for? Right, according to the second lashon, right? If you had something similar, according to the second lashon, right? Then if you, according to the second lashon, right, he doesn't come out like anybody. And Rav Yochanan domer kaman, lo k'Rav Meir v'lo k'Rav Yehuda. Right, because according to the second lashon, if you what's it called had something similar, you don't make the what's it called the bracha. Omer lecha Rav Yochanan, who adin the Rav Yehuda kana v'chazir kana nami tzarich levarach. No, Rav Yochanan says Rav Yehuda taka holds that even if you rebought the thing, you'd also have to make the bracha. Because according to the second lashon, Rav Yochanan holds even if you rebought it, you have to make a shechiyanu. And according to the machlokas Tanoim, nobody holds if you rebought it, do you have to make a shechiyanu. Right, so that's the question. Both Tanoim, Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda hold that if you rebought it, you don't make a shechiyanu. The only shaila is if you have something similar or not, but not if you rebought the same thing. And here Rav Yochanan holds, according to the second lashon, that even if you rebought it, you make a shechiyanu. That doesn't go like any Tana. Where it says, no, Rav Yochanan holds that even Rav Yehuda doesn't only hold that if you had similar, you make a shechiyanu. Even if you rebought the same thing, you make a shechiyanu. So why is the machlokas then, if you have something similar or not, why didn't they say the machlokas is even where you rebought it? Still, Rav Yehuda holds you have to make a shechiyanu. Tell me the koch of Rav Meir, he tells you you have to make a bracha, even if you, what's it called, you bought something new, as long as you have something similar. And surely if you rebought it. But Eino Chinami, Rabbi Yehuda holds you make a shechiyanu in both cases. So the machlokas is in both cases. So why did it only say the case where you have something similar? To tell me that even there, Rabbi Meir holds you don't make a shechiyanu. The lifligu bekana v'chaz v'kana, the ain tzarech levorech, lo diacha kochad Rabbi Yehuda. No, so let's say the machlokas on the other side. Since they're arguing in both cases, why tell me the machlokas where you bought something similar, but it's new to you? That's where Rav Meir says you don't make a shechiyanu. Tell me a bigger chiddush. That according to Rav Yehuda, even if you rebought the thing, you have to make a shechiyanu. Whereas the koach de hetera odifle, because the hetera means that you don't have to make a bracha. So the koach de hetera that you don't have to make a shechiyanu is stronger. So it therefore tells me the machlokas in the case where I'm told that in the case where I would think you have to make a bracha more so, right, where you bought something new and you have something similar, still Rav Meir holds you don't have to make a shechiyanu. That's a bigger chiddush than telling me that even if you rebought something, according to Rav Yehuda, you have to make a shechiyanu. Okay, Rashi. Rav Yochanan Omer, afilu yesh lo kiyotzi bohen. Mirusha. Right? You had it from before. You yarshin it. Hoel lo inyin kniya chodeshi et lo tzorich levarach. Mashmash from Rashi, that if you had bought this thing before, well, not this thing, specific thing, but something similar. You bought silverware, and now you buy new silverware, that everybody would hold you don't have to make a shechiyanu. It's only if you never bought this at Bechlal, you got a Yerusha, Right? So you never bought this. Now it's the first time you're buying it, even though you have something from Yerusha before. But if you, what's it called, if you bought it before, and now you're buying new, then according to Rashi, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you wouldn't make a Shechiyot. Okay, we'll see nice lahalacha in a second. Right, the kan of a chazer, the kan of divrei kol ein tzarich levarach. The har Rabbi Yochanan lo amar tzarich levarach el mishum de leinyan kniya chadashu. But if you, what's it called? You were kolna, and then you were bought more. So Rashi learns, not talking where you rebought the same thing. You bought something, and then you bought something similar to it. Okay, but you didn't, what's it called, yarshin it first, and then we're kolna it. The har Rabbi Yochanan lo amar tzarich levarach el mishum de leinyan kniya chadashu. That at least legabe kinyan, I never bought this thing before. So now I had this thing before, but I never bought it before. So then you make a shechiyon. Ika de'amrei mechlal dechiyesh lo v'kana divrei akol tzarich levarach. Doravuna lo amar ain tzarich levarach el dekana v'chazer v'kana. The like a chiddush klav. Right? You bought it before, and now you're buying the same similar thing again. So that's not new. Not in the fact that you're making a kinyan, not in the thing. Aval yesh lo v'kana dika chiddush modu v'tzarich. But if you had this thing before, but not with a kinyan, you never bought it. You had it, right? You yarshined it, or whatever. And then, what's it called? Now you're buying it for the first time, that's enough of a chiddush to make a shechiyonu. Bein kach u'bein kach, bein sheyesh lo, bein she'ein lo, however lo kona harishonim v'yachshar kona tzorech levarach. Right? Lo kremeh v'lo krem Yehuda, dafilu rem Yehuda lo polig, ela b'yesh lo v'kona. Aval v'kona v'chazer v'kona lo. Nobody holds that if you had it, you bought it to begin with, and now you buy new. Right, that you have to make a shechiyanu. So who does Rabbi Yochanan go like? So the Gemara says that really the Rabbi Yochanan learns that the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Yehuda is in both cases, and he only mentions one case to tell me the koach of Rabbi Meir. Okay, this thing, what's it called? Kalim Chadashim. First of all, Shira Gon holds there's a sugya and eruv in its mashma that when you buy Kalim Chadashim, you don't have to make a shechiyanu bichlal. It's only a rishus. Here the Gemara's mashman that you have to make a shechiyon, right? So that in Adarav it's mashman even the other way. That in the case where you don't have to, but you could. But where you have to, you have to. Right? The machlokas is only whether you have to make a shechiyon or not. But not that in the Erev it's mashman that you never make a shechiyon mechiyu. It's only a rishus could make shechiyon on kelim chadashim, but you don't have to. And Rav Shira Gon learns that it's machlokas and sugyas. There's a sugya that says that you only make shechiyanu on peros chadashim, on what's it called, something that comes mizman lizman, not on kinyan chadashim. You make a shechiyanu on a yontif or something that has a set time when it comes. That's what you make a shechiyanu on. But when you just arbitrarily buy something new or whatever, there you don't make a shechiyanu. And Lamaisa, Tosfos, the Rosh argue, and they say that it's not a machlokas asugyas, and halacha is like both of them. There's two kinds of shechiyonos to make. One on something that comes mizman lizman, and one on something, new thing. And the machlokas lachora is, what's the gedder of the brach of shechiyonu? Is the brach of shechiyonu on the chiddush of something new that's coming to you, and the hanoah that you get of that something new? So then lachora, you can have something new, a yontif that's new, or you can have a pre that's new, or a kli that's new, it's all the same thing. The fact that it's new, that's what you're making the hanov, something new, that's what you're making the bracha. So then it's all the same thing. It's just different ways that you could have something new, a new yontif, a new mitzvah, whatever. But if the bracha is on the time, I'm making a bracha on time, there are times that I have to make a bracha because those times are significant times. Then buying new kelim chadashim has nothing to do with that bracha. It's not making a bracha on the time, you're making a bracha on the thing. Then it's possible to say it's two different sugyas. One sugya says you're making a bracha on the newness of the thing, and one sugya says you make a bracha on time. Then they're two completely different brachas, and you can say the sugyas argue. Some say one sugya says this is the kind of bracha you make a shechiyanu, and one sugya says this is the kind of bracha you make a shechiyanu. Then it's possible to say Rav Shira Gon, the halacha is like one of the sugyas, not like the other. But if you learn that the brach of Shechiyonu is not on time, right? It's not that it's either on time or on something new, but it's always on, what's it called, on the newness of the thing. Even when you're making a brach on time, it's not on its time. It's on the fact that since it's a new time, it's a new mitzvah. So you're making a bracha either on a new mitzvah or a new house or whatever. It's all the same thing. Just the objects are different. Okay. The Rif and Tosfos Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan in the second Lashon, that even if you have something kiyotzebo, and you're chozer v'kone, right? You bought something and now you rebought it. Or you bought, what's it called, something similar. Even though you bought the first thing too, so it's not chadash, not in the fact that it's not something you didn't have before, and it's not something you didn't buy before. Neither thing is chadash, till you make a shechiyanu. And the Rashba passes like Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Lishna Kama, Lakula, that, what's it called, that if you originally bought this, and now buy the same thing again, right, something similar, you don't make a shechiyanu. Only if you, what's it called, didn't buy it lechatchila, and you have something similar, but you never bought it, and now you're buying it for the first time, even though it's something similar, then you make a shechiyanu. But the Rif and Tosfos, and that's how we paskin l'maisa l'halacha. The Rambam also paskins like the Lishna Kama, right? He doesn't mention bechlal that if you had something and you rebought it, and you bought other things similar that you make a shechiyanu, mashma you don't. It doesn't have to be new things at all, right? Even if it's new to you. In other words, you buy used things. But you never had that thing before, because you make a shechiyanu. It's not only on new things. It's on things that are new to you. Tosfos says you only make a bracha shechiyanu on kelim chashuvim. Something, what's it called, chashuv. But just because you bought new socks is not something that you make a shechiyanu, and the Rambam also holds like that. And the Rosh holds it depends on the person. It's not how chashuv the thing is in essence. In other words, according to Tosfos, you only make a shechiyanu on a suit, but you wouldn't make it on socks. According to the Rosh, it depends on the person. A poor person who doesn't buy socks often would make a shechiyanu on socks. And a very rich person who buys suits every day wouldn't make a shechiyanu on suits either. Right? The Radvaz holds that there's no machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh. They both agree that chashuv depends on the situation. Nobody argues on that. This the Rosh is masbir, what's considered chashuv. Tosfos, I'm a regular person. A regular person, a suit would make a shechiyanu and socks not. A poor person may make a shechiyanu even on socks, and a rich person may not make a shechiyanu even on a suit. So that's the Radvaz, and the Magen Avraham holds there is a machlokas between them. And the Rosh holds that poor person would make a bracha even on something not important, and Tosfos would hold that even a poor person, even if he doesn't buy socks often, wouldn't make a bracha on socks. There's machlokas between them. Then Radvaz and the Magen Avraham hold that there's no machlokas. The Truma Tedeshin holds that that there is a machlokas between them. And the Ikar is the way that Truma Tedeshin learns what's the svara of the Rosh, that you only make a bracha shechiyanu. It has nothing to do with the chashivas of the thing. It has to do with the fact that you buy it from time to time and not regularly. If it's something you buy regularly, not from time to time, then there's no shechiyanu. Shechiyanu has to fit that thing, that it comes from time to time. Like we said, the bracha's on the time, not so much on the thing. So something that you buy once a year, right? Once a year you go buy a suit, then you make a shechiyanu. But socks you don't buy once a year, you buy whenever you need them. So it's not a time-to-time thing, that's what the Truma Tedeshin says, that's why you don't make a shechiyanu. The Rashba holds that you make the bracha b'shas hakinyan when you buy it, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch says, not when you use it. And the Ra'ah says when you start using it, you make the shechiyanu, not when you buy it. Okay, if you bought something for yourself and your family, right? Then the Tur says if you bought something for yourself and something for your family, right? Then you make a shechiyanu on your own, and you make a tova meitiv on what you bought for your family. And it's mashma from the Torah also that even if you bought one thing, you use it and your family uses it, since when you use it, using it alone, when they use it alone, so you make a shechiyanu for yourself, and you make a tova meitiv even on one thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, l'maisa, if you buy something and other people use it, your family uses it also, you only make a tova meitiv. You don't make a shechiyanu just because you also use it. Everybody's using it. What's it called? Even they're using it separately. Nobody uses it together. And still make a tova meitiv. Only a tova meitiv. Okay, the Magen Avraham brings down if you buy two things, one for yourself and one for your family, then you make what's it called a shechiyanu on your thing and a tova meitiv on theirs. Okay, somebody gives you a present. You shall behold on a present, you make a tova meitiv all the time. Because a present, two people are nehenah. The person who uses it, who got it, and the person who gave it is also nehenah. Mother shot, he says. If, what's it called, the Rosh explains. If the guy's an Ani, so you're nehenah, you gave him tzedakah. If he's an Asher, you're nehenah, there's Makabalit. Right? I got a Hanon that he accepted a present from me. And even though the Gemara in Kedushin says that only works by an Adam Choshuv, that's that there's a Shava Pruta in it. But there's some Hanon, anybody accepts a present. Right? So therefore, the Rosh holds that in a Matana you don't make Shechiyanu, you only make a Tova Meitiv, because every Matana more than one person enjoys. The Berheitiv brings down, not like the Rosh, that even by Matana, if it's a Matana, it's given to you, and other people don't enjoy it together, you only make a Shechiyanu. What? That the Rashba holds, and that's the way we paskin, that when you buy the thing, you make the Shechiyanu, if it's ready to be used. And then, what's it called? It's not ready to be used yet, right? Then you don't make the Shechiyanu until it's ready to be used. But if you want, like, buy a new suit. So if it needs alterations, then you don't make the bracha until it's altered, until it's ready to be used. But you don't make the bracha when you put it on the first time. But if it's ready to be used, the thing you bought for the store, you're ready to use it, then you make the Shechiyanu when you make the kinyan, not when you bring it home and use it the first time. And the Ra'or holds just the opposite. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Mevorech al ha'ra, you make a bracha on bad that's similar to good. Hechidami, what's ra me'ein hatova? Kigon d'shokol bidko bi'ari, you had a flood in your field. Afal gav d'tova hi l'didei, d'maska arish sirtom, d'shvacha hashto mi'a rahi. What happened was like this. You had a flood, so it destroyed your present crop. But it brought very rich topsoil that your next crop is going to be 10 times better than what you lost. So you know for sure that you're going to benefit from this, but right now it's bad. So right now you make a dayin ho'emes, and later on you'll make a tova meitiv. The ala tova meinara, the opposite case, where it's good now, but ultimately it's going to be bad. Hechidami, kagon da ashach metzia, right, you found a metzia. Right now, you're happy. Right? You found a mitzvah. Afagav d'roa hi l'didei, d'ishoma b'malka shokel l'minei. Right? If the king finds out about it, he's going to take it away from you. Right? And you'll be in trouble with the law. But right now, it's good. It could be that it's going to come out to bad. Or it could be for sure it's going to come out later for bad. Right? Still, hashto mi atovahi. And I think the svara is, why taka, even though you know it's going to be bad later, right, you know it's going to be good, you know the topsoil was brought, even though you lost your present crop, you know that ultimately, bottom line, this is going to be good. Because if you take that into cheshbon, then you never make a dime on this. Because everything eventually is going to be good. Everything is for the good in the larger picture. So you only make the bracha based on what you see now. So anyway, that's how you make the bracha. Because if you make the bracha considering what's going to be in the future, in the ultimate future, everything's good. So therefore, you can't take the future in consideration. You have to make the bracha for what's here and now. That's what I think the idea behind it is. Okay, Rashi. Damaska ari sirton lint machmas hamayim v'havi le'lezevel. I brought a rich topsoil onto your field. Hashka mi'arohi shemechabelis tvua shoshanazu. It destroyed your present crop. V'varach dayin ha'emes. V'alatov shimein ha'roh yivarach hatov ha'metit. And something that's good now, even though it's going to end up bad, you also make a tova meitiv now. Ma'hi kagon dashkech metzia. Not a metzia, even though you know you're now, the police may come and take it away and take you for questioning or whatever, because they're going to think that you stole what you found. Right? Still, right now it's good. Okay. Hoysa ishto muberes v'omar yiratzen shetelet zocher harizat tefila shav. Your wife was pregnant and you made a tefila. I hope she has a boy. That's a tefillah shav. It's a worthless tefillah, because whatever she has, she's having already. The lo mahani rachmi. Mora says it doesn't help the daven to change the sex. Mosiv Rav Yosef. The achar yolda bas vatikra shmo dina. After this, she had a girl, Leah, and she called her name Dina. Maiva achar. What is it? Achar what? Okay. So there's a tanchuma the Marsha brings down that says a different pshat than our Gemara. The achar, right, is a hint to the fact that this was a boy to begin with, acher, not acheres, right? And acher means va'acher, and another, not achar, but you read it va'acher. and another one, a male, right, became a girl. And it's hinted to in the fact, Yosef, it says, Yosef li ben acher. So the acher, by ben acher, right, is a hint to the fact that Yosef originally was a, what's it called, was a girl. And that's the same acher, va acher was the, what's it called, was the boy that Leah was supposed to have, and it switched over to what's it called to be Yosef, and Leah had Dina. Okay, some bring a rifle. So let's see, Omer Rav, la'achar shadon Leah din bi'atzmo. But our Gemara learns different. Achar, it learns achar, after, not acher, another boy. Right? Achar means after. After what? After she judged herself and she said, Va'omra, yud be shvatim, asidim lasis mi Yaakov. I know that Yaakov's supposed to have 12 sons. 12 shvatim. And the Marsha points out she didn't know that because she was a Nevi'ah. There was a Mesorah that Yaakov was supposed to be 12 shvatim eventually. So, and that's why whenever we have a possibility of 13 shvatim, you don't count one of them. Either you count Ephraim and Menashe as one, if you count Levi, and if you don't count Levi, you count Ephraim and Menashe as two. But we never have 13 shvatim. You always have only 12 shvatim. It was a Mesorah that 12, whatever the reason for the 12, Maral says the reason 12 is the perfection in space of 12 sides of a cube. So whatever the reason, 12, 12 represents the 12 mazalos. So whatever the idea of 12 is, they had a Mesorah that the Shiftei Kah would be 12, but not out of Nevuah. So she said, we know that there's supposed to be 12 Shvatim. Shisha Yotzu Mimeni, I already have six. The Arba Min HaShvachos, and four from the Shvachos, two each. Hari Asara, Im Ze Zachar Lo Teachosi Rachel Teachos HaShvachos. If this is another boy for me, then I'm going to have seven. The Shvachos have four total, two each. And my sister is only left with one. She doesn't even have as many children as the Shvachos have. I can't let that happen. Miyad Nebcha Labas. What happened was that Dina changed into a girl. Okay, Shemar Vatikra Shmo Dina. Okay. So you see that you can change the sex after it's already established. So others, the other Midrashim that say what happened was that Rachel was already pregnant with Yosef, but she was pregnant with Dina. And Leah was pregnant with Yosef, with the boy, and they switched Rechamim, right? Malach came and took the boy embryo from what's it called, from from Leah, and put it into Rachel, and the girl embryo from Rachel into Leah. So really the sex didn't change, but the Gemara is mashma that the sex changed, right? Not that the, and they bring a raya from that other Medrash, that you see that the woman who gives birth to the child, even though she didn't conceive the child in her womb, but she gave birth out of the womb of that child, is the mother. They bring a raya from that for surrogate mothers, that the, even though if the mother didn't conceive the child, but she gave birth to the child, but you don't bring rayas from Midrashim like that, and it's not clear what happened with Rachel and Leah. The sex changed, or the what's it called, the children were switched, or whatever. Our Gemara's mashmah, the sex changed. So ein maskir ma'isa nisim. So Mora says, no, you can't bring a raya from there. That was a nes. You don't daven for nisim. Okay? In other words, normally the sex can't change. So if you daven for the sex to change, you're davening for a nes goli to happen. That you don't daven for it. So that's called a tefillah shav. Let's say a person's sick, and the doctor said only a miracle will save them. You don't daven for the person. Right? That's not a nes goli. That's already what's it called. Every nes. Right, when the doctor says a miracle, if it'll happen, it won't be a miracle anymore. It'll be his expertise. In other words, they can always explain it in a way that that it was a medical, it was a medical miracle, but it's not a nes shalobederech hateva. But here is something that's impossible to happen except mamish with something lamala min hateva, then you can't have it. The only thing is that how do you know what the sex was? To begin with, you have to be talking where you knew what the sex was, and then it's a nes. But if you're davening, right, that the sex should change, and nobody knew what it was, but still the thing is that whatever it was, it's not going to change unless a nace happens. And you're davening for a nace to happen, that you don't do. Another answer is that what happened with Leah happened within the first 40 days. Within the first 40 days, it's not a miracle if to say change of sex. It's possible the sex can change within 40 days. Kedetanya, Shloshi Yomim Harishon, Yivakish Adam Rachmin, Shlo Yasriyat. The first 3 days after conception, you daven that the zera shouldn't be masriach, that there should be conception. Because the first 3 days after you live with your wife and you're hoping that she gets pregnant, so what you should daven for is that the zera shouldn't be masriach, right? And therefore there won't be conception. So you daven basically for conception. That's the first 3 days. Mishlosha v'ad arboyim, from 3 days till 40, right? You're still not sure whether she's pregnant or not, but if it's after 3 days, so if she's not didn't conceive yet, she's not going to conceive. After 3 days, the zera is masriach, for sure. So then you're mispalel that halavai, she, what's it called, she's pregnant. And then you say, what do you mavakish? So if she's pregnant, she's pregnant. If she's not pregnant, she's not going to get pregnant from that zera. So what do you mavakish rachim? She's zocher. From 3 days to 40, you can daven what the sex is. After 40 days, till the first 3 months, it's not going to help anymore to change the sex, so don't daven for the sex, whatever it is, From 40 days till 3 months, it's possible that the child will, that she'll conceive again at the same time, and the first child will become a sandal. The sandal is a kind of fish. In other words, the second child will sap the life out of the first one, and neither one will exist. And then the child will end up looking like a fish, and it'll be dead. It won't survive. Mishlosha chadoshim v'ashi. That's only within the first 3 months. After 3 months, right, that won't happen anymore. So from 3 months till 6 months, yivakesh rachman shel nefel. Then you should daven, the child should be viable. Right? It shouldn't be a stillborn. Or a miscarriage. Mishisha v'atisha, from 6 months till 9 months, yivakish rachamim sheyetze b'shalom. Then you should daven that everything should be okay. It should be born properly. So each stage along the way, different things could happen, and that's what you daven for. So the mice, it says that till 40 days, it's possible to change the sex. Umi mahani rachmi, does it help then to, what's it called, to daven for the sex? Om Rav Yitzchak Berei Ravami, ish mazriya tchila yolevis nekeva, isha mazras tchila yolevis zachar. If the man is mazriya first, right, not so clear what this means, mazriya. Pashtus, it means if he, what's it called, he reaches his climax first, then what's it called, his zera is there first, then the woman has a nekeva. But if she is mazriya first, right, and this mazriya is, it's the egg is there before the sperm, then what's it called, then it's a zocher. If the opposite way, then it's a nekeva. Shenemer isha ki sazriya v'yolda zocher. Zocher mayaskin and kigon shizriya shenem v'asachas. So it's talking where they both mazriya at the exact same time, and then it's fluid. Could be a zocher, could be in a nekeva. So the first 40 days, you can, the sex can change. Okay, how that fits in with what modern science thinks is not 100% clear to me. But it could be. Rashi. Shelo yasriach hazera ele yiklot. The first 3 days, you should mispal that zera shouldn't, that there should be conception. V'yavlad. Ulacher shloshi yomim im lo kolat kvar yisriach. V'ein tfila moelis. After 3 days, it's impossible that the zera is still viable, and if there's nothing to daven for it, so you're davening for nisim. Shelo yesandal, shelo tisaber ishto vlad acher, she shouldn't get pregnant again while she's pregnant, the epoches surasso shorishon. And the second one, right, saps the life out of the first one. The doma ledag shalyam shishmo sandal. And he ends up looking not like a kid anymore, looks like a sandal, like this fish, flounder. Hochi amrim seches nida. Sandal doma the sandal shalyam. It's not that the kid's going to become a flounder. It means it look like a flounder. It doesn't look flat without any tzura. Mitchilaso vlad hoya elishenirtzaf. He was originally a vlad, but lemaisa he was the life was sapped out of him by the second vlad. Marshal adam shesoter es chadero behichzur tzurasu lachorav. The guy hit his friend. He hit him in the punch him in the face, and he disfigured his face completely. Turn it around. I don't know what that means. They don't turn everybody's head around, except in cartoons. But it's not, it means that you disfigured him completely. How could it even help in the first 40 days? It depends on a fact. Put it into medical terms, right? Which sperm, the X or the Y, right, was made conception. So the Gemara says, no, that's, it's possible that that when the Gemara's thing is, if she's Mazriya Tchila, it's a Zohar, and if he's Mazriya Tchila, it's a Nekeva, so whatever happened, happened. Gemara says, no, it's possible they're Mazriya together, and it's possible, therefore, that within the first 40 days, sex can change. Kigon Shizriya Shnei Vasachas. Okay.